Congratulations. How's it feel to be drafted?
It feels great. I'm extremely excited and looking forward to the opportunity.
Then, hey, what did you do in terms of workouts for the Panthers? What was your pre-draft process with Carolina specific?
I had DB coach Wilkes come down, and Coach Rivera came down to work me out. We just went over board work, went on the board. Coach Wilkes explained a few defenses to me, gave me a test afterwards, and I was able to explain things back to him. Then we took it out to the field, and after we went to the field, it was just a bunch of ball drills. Went to see how I tracked the ball in the air and see my feet work, and it was a great time, actually.
Just to be clear, were those two different meetings / workouts, one with Wilkes and then a meeting with Rivera, or was that one and the same?
One thing. They all came to my school at once.
What was the test like with Wilkes?
It was just, really, it was just board work as far as defensive schemes and coverages and seeing what the front line does and just trying to see how much I understand football as a football player, X's and O's. The more you know, the faster you can play. And so he just tested me to see how much I knew.
What do you think your strengths are, Benet?
Making plays on the ball. I'm definitely an athlete that can catch the ball. I'm very, very smart, intelligent. I have a lot of versatility, and I'm going to make plays for you.
Shifting gears from it, pronounce your last name for us.
Ben Wickery.
All right.
What's the origin of that?
My dad is Nigerian.
Was he Nigerian born, and if so, when and how did he come to the States?
Yes, he was Nigerian born. He came to the States at the age of 19 technically, and he came here with a visa and went to school at Oklahoma State, and was originally trying to play soccer, but they discontinued the soccer program, so he just started working and got his degree.
And is your mother from the States?
Yes, my mother's from Los Angeles.
Does your name have any significance or special meaning?
My first name, Benet, means good in French.
Benet, what do you know about the Panthers' defense, and you think this is a fun front seven to play behind?
Definitely. I know they have an extremely powerful front seven. I know that even in their draft earlier, they've gotten a lot of guys, especially to help out in the linebacking crew. They have an awesome linebacker. They have guys that are just a bunch of playmakers, and with a bunch of playmakers, everyone just needs to do their own job and their own assignment, and everyone can flourish.
You feel your expectations will be that you can come in and make an impact early, or what do you think?
I just want to come in and get to work. Just I'm blessed with the opportunity, so I just want to show to them that I'm qualified to be on the team and help out in any way.
Benet, how'd you come about getting 7 picks your junior year? I mean, were the guys just testing you and throwing to you and you made them pay? How'd you come about 7 in one season?
It was not really. I wasn't really getting thrown at them all year. Got a few, got 4, but coming into our last game, it was the best quarterback in our league from Louisiana Tech, and he was, I guess he tested me. He tested me all game, and I ended up in the last game of our season getting, last regular season game. I ended up coming up with 3 interceptions in that game, tying our school record.
Who was the quarterback then? Was that Colby Cameron?
Yes.
Yeah, he was over here. He was in Charlotte last year.
Well, go figure.
Benet, coming into today, did you have a pretty good sense that the Panthers
were interested in you?
Most definitely. I knew that they were interested. I didn't know how interested. I didn't know if that meant I was going to be drafted, if that meant if I was going to be drafted, what round. No clue really as to that, but I did know that they were interested, and I was very interested in them too. After I had my workout with Coach Rivera and Coach Wilkes, I immediately felt strong about that, and I went to looking at the roster, looking at all the guys they have, started checking up statistics and seeing how powerful the front seven is. I know they have a rusher that has he has 16 sacks, and I just thought that this would definitely be a great fit, and I'm excited about it.
Did they tell you specifically where they see you fitting in?
They like my versatility, so I know they told me, you know, the corner position, but also figuring out, they're going to try me other places and see exactly how that works, but I think they're looking at me as a corner more so.
What about in the slot? Are you pretty good there?
Yes, definitely. I've heard the slot.
You think between speed and instincts, which would you say is your strength?
I think I have a good portion of both, but definitely instincts. And I think instincts actually come from just preparation. Study film a lot. So the fact that studying film, when the game time comes, I kind of know what's going on, and I understand the play as it develops. So that helps me to get myself in position to make a good play.
Anything else about Charlotte and or the Panthers that, you know, you have learned about or are eager to learn about?
You said, has there anything I've just learned about?
I guess what I mean is, do you have any background with the Panthers, players, coaches, scouts, and do you have any background with Charlotte?
Technically, no background. I just feel really strongly. I really liked talking to Coach Wilkes, and I enjoyed that. I think I can learn a lot from him about communicating and just understanding that I know that he can help me develop into a better player and hopefully a great player. But I guess from another Charlotte, they've kind of been in my family for a very long time. My older cousin, his favorite team when I was about 4 to 8 years old was the Panthers. So our house used to be decked out in Panther gear all the time. So he's been calling and texting me ecstatic about that. And I'm just happy to be able to do it.
Who was the Panthers fan? Did you say your cousin?
My older cousin, yes.
And where does he live?
He lives in Los Angeles with me, with my family right now.
Was he a Steve Smith fan?
Yes, he was. He has a jersey. He had a jersey of Steve Smith. He's a little bit older now. He's working. He's actually out of the country right now. He works in the music industry, so he's been trying to FaceTime me and things like that. But I got a hold of him right before you guys just called.
What was it like growing up in L.A., and do you think that's a city that needs to get an NFL team?
Growing up in L.A. was great. Had a lot of support in my family. So never really any trouble with anything because my family was always there to support me and guide me in the right direction. Then a lot of my friends, the group of friends that I actually chose to hang out with are really great guys. A lot of my best friends, they're into sports too. They're into schoolwork and they don't want to get in trouble. So very, very easy for me just to make those smart decisions. And definitely, I think if LA had a football team, that'll be a nice networking area. It's a lot of people around here that will get behind that team.
It looks like you're. Are you from suburban LA?
Yes.
Gardena.
I'm from. My high school was in Gardena, California. I'm from Sarah in Gardena, California.
Is that the neighborhood or the part of town where you lived, or did you go?
No, my mother lives closer to like East LA, like South Central. My mom lives in South Central LA. My father lives in West LA. So I committed it was only about a 15-20 minute commute to school.
Good. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely, thank you.
Thanks, Binay. Good luck.